Now, some news from the world of sports, and in the NHL playoffs, the underdog Ottawa Senators are moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals with a chance to play for the Stanley Cup for the first time since 2007. The Senators, once again, were led by their all-star defenseman Erik Karlsson. He's cutting a swath through these playoffs. Unbelievable games for him. He scored a goal and added an assist last night while blocking numerous shots in Ottawa's 4-2 win over the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden. Ottawa takes the series 4-2. Craig Anderson was brilliant in goal for Ottawa, stopping 37 shots, 15 of those in the third periods when the Rangers were trying furiously to tie the game up. Now the Senators will face either the Pittsburgh Penguins or the Washington Capitals, who play a winner-take-all Game 7 in Washington tonight. To Major League Baseball, and the Boston Red Sox came out on the losing end of a slugfest against the Brewers in Milwaukee last night, falling 11-7. Keon Broxton drove in 4 runs for Milwaukee, and Eric Thames hit his 13th home run of the year in a game that started out ugly for Drew Pomeranz and really didn't get much better as things moved along. Pomeranz was tagged for 5 runs in the first inning and lasted just 4 innings overall, giving up 6 earned on 7 hits and 2 walks. The poor pitching wasted a big offensive night for Mookie Betts, who went 4-for-4 at the plate for Boston and fell a triple short of hitting for the cycle. It might not get much better for the Red Sox tonight. They send Kyle Kendrick to the mound for his second start of the year. The first one, not encouraging. He gave up 6 runs and 8 hits over 4 innings against Baltimore. And speaking of the Orioles, they now have the best record in baseball and first place all to themselves in the American League East after coming back to beat Max Scherzer and the Washington Nationals 5-4 in 12 innings last night on a walk-off RBI single by Mark Trumbo at Camden Yards. The Orioles trailed 4-1 in the 8th inning against Scherzer, one of the hardest throwers in the game and one of the best. But Adam Jones homered to make it 4-2. Then in the 9th, the Nationals' bullpen closer problems cropped up again. Closing out games this season has been a big problem for Dusty Baker's crew, and Eddie Romero was the latest to falter, yielding 2 runs in the 9th inning to set up Trumbo's heroics in the 12th. Hey, the New York Yankees finally lost, allowing the Orioles to take over first place. The Cincinnati Reds snapped New York's 6-game winning streak with a 5-3 win in Ohio last night. The Reds got to CC Sabathia with a 5-run second inning, highlighted by Joey Votto's bases-loaded single as the Reds sent 10 batters to the plate in that second inning. The Toronto Blue Jays' winning streak was short-lived. It lasted just 2 games after a 6-0 loss to the Cleveland Indians last night. Yan Gomes had a 3-run homer for Cleveland, and Carlos Carrasco and 2 relievers combined to allow just 4 hits all night to the struggling Jays. To the NBA playoffs, and the San Antonio Spurs are just 1 win away from getting past the Houston Rockets after a clutch 110-107 win in overtime deep in the heart of Texas last night. If San Antonio was deep in the heart of Texas, I'm not sure if it is. It was a huge win for San Antonio, not just because it puts them up 3-2 in the series, but also because their top offensive player, Kawhi Leonard, hurt his ankle in the second half, and he had to leave the game, having already scored 22 points to go with 15 rebounds. So that left it up to the Spurs bench players to come through, and they did. Most notably, Danny Green, who scored 7 of his 16 points in overtime to help notch that victory. James Harden was almost unstoppable for the Rockets, turning in a triple-double, 33 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, but he had a chance to tie the game with a 3 in overtime, and that was blocked by the veteran Manu Ginobili. That turned out to be the final play of the game. Huge play there by Ginobili. The Spurs can close out the series if they can win Game 6 in Houston Thursday. And Leonard, by the way, says he will be able to go for San Antonio in that one.